Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Twitter question time. Shane and Bruce with you here on a Wednesday. 12 more minutes until we get an NBC World Series update with Kevin Jenks. And your opportunity to win a pair of NBC World Series ticket vouchers. Today's Twitter question, we just got done talking about NFL quarterbacks and specifically Patrick Mahomes, among others. Cindy OHRO brings us our Twitter question at KFH Radio, retweets it every day. What offensive weapon can the Chiefs ill afford to lose? Kareem Hunt, Travis Kelce, or Tyreek Hill? Now they had to find out firsthand a little bit last year with Travis Kelce, right? He was concussed or something like that.
Sure.
Kelce's getting 58% of the vote. Hill and Hunt are fighting for table scraps. So apparently those that have voted think that the Chiefs can least afford to lose Travis Kelce. What say you?
I think Travis Kelce is probably tops on that list. I don't know.
Look, if Kareem Hunt gets hurt, Spencer Ware is not Kareem Hunt, but he's not bad as far as backups go. He's had a moment, right?
Right.
Tyreek Hill, you've got Tyreek Hill light and Sammy Watkins now, at least. I mean, this is my rationale. But if you lose Travis Kelce, you don't have a Travis Kelce light. I mean, I don't even know who their backup tight end is.
What about Patrick Mahomes?
Well, I left him off the list on purpose because I figured he'd be the one to run away with this because we don't need, good Lord, who's their backup?
I don't even know. Who is the backup?
This is terrible.
That's my point.
I'll find out here in about 5 seconds.
Because it's a difficult position. Backup quarterback, man.
Tyler Bray.
There's only a few teams. So Tyler Bray is hanging in there still?
I guess.
God, they've had him forever. And he's hardly seen the light of day.
Chad Henne is on their roster too. And Matt McGloin, former Penn State great. Yeah, there's a reason why Patrick Mahomes wasn't on this we can ill afford to lose him list. I mean, he's the winner.
Chad Henne.
Yeah.
At least he started a few games in the NFL. An amazing, I'm telling you, Shane, the whole thing about backup quarterbacks and literally being, an ankle sprain or a rib injury or whatever, fill in the blank.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. I mean, it's so true because you've only got 16 games in a division like the AFC West where I don't know what you think. I don't think there's much to choose from between, three of the teams, maybe four of the teams. I don't know. It remains to be seen. I don't quite know what we have. I know that I know the Chargers need to stop losing people, but they won 9 of their last 12 and as such are the favorites and the team to beat. But I don't think the Chiefs fans would trade their team for the Chargers right now.
No.
And I don't think Broncos fans would trade their team for the Chiefs, even though the Chiefs are clearly on paper a better football team. I think Broncos fans would probably take their defense.
They got, they got shinier. Yeah. They got shinier toys. The Chiefs do, but they don't have the defense that the Broncos do. By the way, Tyler Bray plays for the Bears. That's how fluid that stuff goes. I forgot. I watched him perform in the Hall of Fame game instead of Mitchell Trubisky, which was a real treat. But yeah, if Mahomes goes down, you're looking at Matt McGloin, Chad Henne. Henne's been around 10 years, McGloin for 5. And they got a rookie from Marshall that's on the roster at the moment anyway, Chase Litton.
Now the good news is, and here's the good news, and this is what sets the Chiefs apart from some other teams, is that they've got so many pieces around the quarterback that you can kind of dumb down the offense. And I'm not dissing anyone, but you can dumb down the offense, go as conservative as possible, and just try to distribute the ball as much as you can to the playmakers. So maybe you're not throwing the ball downfield as much, but now you're doing some stuff underneath, or you're just trying to get the ball in the hands of guys that can make a catch or can make yards after a catch, or you count on that running game and hope that the offensive line is going to be stout and do their job. I mean, there's lots of different ways that you can kind of hide behind a second-string quarterback for the Chiefs because they've got so many pieces offensively. You're not asking a quarterback all of a sudden to go win a game for you, which, by the way, and we've talked about this before, I don't think the Chiefs are going to start the season asking Patrick Mahomes to do. And I just don't think I think there's a lot of people that feel like that Patrick Mahomes is going to come out with guns blazing. And I for one, would be stunned if that was the case. I really would be surprised. Now, stranger things have happened. And I'm not seeing him every day.
See how much he picks up and how fast he picks it up, I guess.
But I know he's throwing. But I know he's throwing a bunch of interceptions. and then let me tell you something. The coaches grind on that. That's the kind of stuff that. That's the kind of stuff that when they're in their meeting rooms and no one's watching practice and stuff like that. That's the stuff that is really addressed and very worried about. So.
Demetrius Harris is the primary backup to Travis Kelce, number 84. That's the guy I was thinking about. But there's a drop-off, boy. There's a drop-off.
There no question about it.
All right, when we come back, we'll check in on the NBC World Series, talk to Kevin Jenks, get a State of the Union, what's going on downtown as we are getting closer and closer to crowning a champion and closer to the Colorado Black Bears and San Diego Waves coming up at 1 o'clock. And the latest edition of the NBC World Series powered by Westar Energy. Back in a minute.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.